grapes. So it's made out of stone. Made out of stone. Now it's a Jewish vat, but he has a guy fixing it up now. They're just making it. That a guy now is putting tar inside the vat to make sure no wine seeps out. Now the way the guy tars up the vat is that he has to put some yayin esek in there. Like it smells so bad, the tar, so he wants to take away the smell of the bad tar, he pours some yayin esek into his tar. That's the metzias. Now the question is, could a Jew use this vat now? It has some time of yayin esek here. So it says, minagva vitor. All you have to do is just dry it out. The Gemara explains doesn't just mean dry it out. It means you have to take some water, first wash it off with water, and put afer, put ashes there. It also like wipes out the taste a little bit, and that's enough to make it kosher. Since it was made out of Evan stone, not that much time of the yain went inside it, therefore it's enough just to put these two things, water and afer, and the ashes. What's going to be Vishalates? Let's say this gas, this wine vat, was made from wood. So then, Rebbe Yoime Yinaga, the same thing. It's enough, not that much seeps in. Again, the guy put his zephes, he wanted to tar it, put tar there, and he puts his yain nesek inside it. So again, it's enough just to wash it out with water and put ashes there. Here, the Chum say no, Yiklef es zephes. You have to peel off all the tar. Rashi says, Shalates, the boy zephes tuva. Here, the reason is because eitz needs more tar. So therefore, since it's a bigger amount of tar, ubaleya chamra tvei, it absorbs more of the yayin nesach. So that's why the Chum say here, you have to peel off all this tar. Otherwise, there's too much time of yayin nesach here. It'll be like min b'mina, when the Jew puts his own wine in there, it'll become asa. What about the shacharis? Let's say it's made from the earthly kli, made from China, this gas. So then, afa pi shekolaf, es azefes. Even though you peeled off the zephes, nothing doing. Because by a cheres, even a little amount of time that goes in never comes out. So then we say, Rezu Asura. The gas is asa, you can't use it. Unless, we'll see, you make a milui, like we had before, that you fill it up with water, let it soak off for 24 hours, empty out the water and do this three times for 3 days straight, that's the way you could kasha a kli cheres. Since here, it's not hot what comes in, it's only cold. Even though if we were here, it was yayin esek, it was hatar, but later when the Jew uses it, he only uses it with cold, with wine, therefore you have the cool of a kli cheres. You're allowed to soak it for 3 days and empty out the water every 24 hours. But otherwise, there's no way of kol of just peeling off the tar. Once the tongue of the yayin esek goes into the kli cheres, it remains awesome.
Where does it say that?
Mila helps. Rashi is in the Gemara, we'll see. Rashi is in the Gemara. Halacha is brought down this way. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Rava says like this. Omar Rava, Dafko Zifta. It's only that he poured tar, that the guy poured tar there. Abu Dorach Bo Loi. But if he trampled on it, then no. Rashi says, Abu Dorach Bo, Peshain is a Fusa. If he did not put tar, just the guy was just stamping on it, traveling on it to make it stronger, Loi Boy Nigof Eladacha. Like then you do not have to put the ashes there in the water. It's enough just to rinse it off. So Mar says, Pshita, Zifta Tanan, the Mishnah is clearly Zephes. And we say, explain, because when they put tar there, the minig was, they used to put some yayin esek into it, to take away the bad smell. But that's only if you have tar. If you do not have tar, if he's only banging down there to straighten it out, there's no yayin esek, so Pshita, you just have to wash it off, it's okay. So Mar says, no. Another time I would have thought to say, maybe if the guy is just like stepping there, also maybe he makes yayin esek or he pours some yayin esek there, and maybe also you have to have a niguf. For hodiktani zifta, what does the Mishnah say? Zifta, he put tar there. Orcha de milsekatani, that's the normal manner that whenever he puts tar, he also throws yayin esek there. That's why the Mishnah said zifta. But maybe who adin dorach bo? So kamash v'lon, that's Rava's chiddush no. That only because there's zephes, there's tar. But if the guy is only working there, dorach bo, is only pressing down there without any tar, then we say it's mutter, there's no yayin esek involved, it's enough just to wash it off. Ika the army, some say, Omar Rava, dafka zifta, only because he was zephes, he put tar there. Avo dorach bo, but let's say the guy is just pressing down there, dorach bo, then loy sagale b'niguf, then it's not enough of niguf, you need even more. So Rashi says, Avodorach bo means, Oivikichovim the gas muzufefes. Let's say the gas was already tarred, had tar on it, and now a goy comes and presses down the thumb on the grapes. So loisagale benigav, Rashi says, Elo bekiluf. Now you'll have to peel off all the tar. Mishum the ayil charmer bepilu the zifta. Because since he's there now, pressing down, so since he's pressing down now, he's like pressing down the yain nesach into the tar. So the yain even goes further into the tar. It goes all the way into the holes. So therefore it goes like through and through the tar, so it's not enough just to put water and ashes, but here you have to make kiluf, you'd have to peel off all the tar. So Marsha Pshit, of course, Zifta Tanan, our Mishnah only talks about, was stam the zoni zephes, but he's not pressing down there. So Mar says, no, Madatem, I would have thought to say, Hu Adin, the same Allah applies, the Afilu Dorach Bo, even if the guy is pressing down, and the Rashi explains, he's pressing down on tar that's there, and the stam, he has his Yai Nesach there, so he's pressing down the Yai Nesach into the zephes, into the tar. I would have thought to say it has the same halacha, that it's enough just to wash it off and put ashes there. If so, what does the Mishnah say, zephes? Vodivtani zifto urcho de milsiktani. That's the normal manner that when they put tar there, they put yai nesach there. Chamash malan. That's why Ravas tell us no. Davka zifto. Only it's mutter just to put ashes and water because all the guy is doing is just putting the tar. But after the tar is there, now the guy comes and presses down the yai nesach there, then it's not enough just to wash it off with the ashes, but now you have to have the bigger hechsher, you'll have to scrape off all the tar. Mar says now, there was once a case, the person, the osulakayim of the Rebbe Chiya, he came in front of Rebbe Chiya, Omalei, so a Jew came to Rebbe Chiya, came to the Rav and said, listen, Havli Garvi, give me a mashkiach, give me a machsher, give me a person, the dochili matatoi, I'm home now, making over my vat, my wine vat, and our guy is working there, he's pouring tar there, so send me down a Talmud Chacham, a mashkiach, that should watch over, make sure that it's being done the right way. So Omalei l'Rav, so Rav Chiya told his Talmud Rav, Zilbadei, go with this Jew, go with him, make sure everything is done, and I'm telling you right now, be careful, do a good job. I don't want them to have any complaints. Because I don't want you to give any coolers there now, that tomorrow they'll come running back to me, hey, really it's awesome what you do to me. I don't want to have any complaints here. Do a good job. Be careful. Make sure it's 100% kosher. Turn over. Yeah. So what happened was, Ozal, so Rav went, Chaziya Devi Shia Tfei, he saw this vat, just after the guy already put the tar down, it was very, very smooth. It was very smooth like glass, it was very smooth. So he said, Hovadai Benigas Sagilo, listen, it's a very smooth surface, so no yayin could get in here. So all you have, most, even if the guy poured some yayin after there, it didn't seep in. So all you have to do is just wash it off with water and put some ashes there. That's enough. Hovadai Benigas Sagilo. But Bahadi, because of Yossi, when Rav was walking through the vat then carefully, he remembered what his Rebbe told him, that in his first sight he thought to say it was mutter. But then his words of his Rebbe was ringing through his ears. They told me, do a good job. So he made a second check. He checked it out. Tahadi Dekozo, while he was walking through this vat, Chazi Pili Mitusoi. He saw there were cracks on the floor on the bottom. Vechose Devi Moli Chamri Taka saw those cracks were filled with wine. Oma, now Rav said to him, Holoi Sagle Benigav. No, nothing doing. Here Taka, it's like Dorachbo. It's like this wine pressed into the cracks of this vat, and therefore Elo Bikiluf. Therefore he was machm now and say, be careful, make sure you peel off all this tar and redo it. And behind him, that's what's good, behind him the Yomalei, Chavivi Chazit Le Metzavach Le Mitrasha. It was very good that Rav Chiya told Rav, be careful, do a good job here, I don't have any complaints. Like, since those words were ringing in his ear, he made a double check, and he didn't just pass in the kulav, but later he was machm. So Meli did a good job. Turn around, what like this? Hagas v'hamachat v'hamashpech shlodik chov. Hagas, that's the wine vat. That's the vat where they press the grapes itself. Now v'hamachat, Rashi says, machat, that's kli shedoylen boy min abor lechovis. That's the big kli, the pitcher, the bucket, that you fetch the wine up from the pit and you put it into the chavis, into the barrels. That's the machatz. Fi hamashpach, that's a funnel. So these utensils were used by goyim when they made the yayin esach, shleidik chavim. And now a Jew is buying these utensils. So how does a Jew have to go about to make a kosher to use it? So Rebbe Mata Benigav. Rebbe said these three things is enough to wash it off with water and put ashes there. Ashes enough, like if it's nice in time to make it a bad taste, it'll take away any taste of yayin esach. And since these things were only used by cold, it was never kind of contact with anything hot, so it's enough just to make a hechsher with cold. Like we'll see later in the next Mishnah, Michelle, next class, we'll know about hechsher, how we mach shekelim that yivay of goyim. Knives and silverware and pots, that we'll learn later on. But right now, these are all cold things, therefore cold things are mutter, just with washing it off an eagle. The Chum Maestrim say, no, it's not enough here. The Chum Maestrim, soon see what you have to have according to Chumim. The Rebbe agrees, the Kankanim Shlodik Chavim, barrels that are Kankanim Rashi says Shacharis, they're made from earthly ware, and Rashi Afalpi, even though they're not tarred, still Asurim, until you fill it up 3 days straight with water and pour it out every 24 hours. Shein Asurim, that Kankanim Akri Charis is also. Samar says, the Mai Hefresh, why is this Kri Charis different than the Gas and the Machatz? Mai Hefresh Ben Zel is there. The Kakanan, they leave the wine there a long time. You like store it there a few days. Therefore, since it's there a few days, it seeps in the tam, and it does not come out from the Kli Cheres unless you leave it soaked in water for 3 days. Mashenkin, the gas, you make the wine right now, and then you empty it out. It's not called Lekiyim, it doesn't stay there. Since the wine does not stay there for a long time, for 3 days straight, the tam does not go in that much. That's the Lach of a Cheres. What's going to be Vishal 8, Vishal 11? Let's say this gas was made from wood or from stone, and everybody agrees you nugget. It's enough just to, we'll see, put the ashes in water. Let's say though it was tarred, then Asurim. It was made with tar, then it's awesome, son, then kill it, you have to peel it off. The question is why? I've got now, we're going to our Mishnah. Gas Shal 11, Shazif, Tarkovim, Menagwa, Vitaira. Our Mishnah says clearly it's enough just to make niguv. Even though the guy puts the tar there, and he puts the yayin esach into the tar, it's enough just to put ashes on top of it with water. But you do not have to peel off all the tar by Evan and Eight. Gemara says, Masnitzim Ledarachba. Mishnah is talking about where the guy did not press down the yayin into the vat, into the tar. But Bryce over there says that it's also the Darachba. Like Rabbi said before, the Yigidi Army. That when the guy presses down the yayin esach, then it goes in through the tar, and then it gets cracked, and there are holes of yayin esach there, then the only heter is to peel off all the tar. What we just say, hagas v'yamachas v'yamashpach. If you buy off a guy the vat, or the bucket they use to fetch up the wine, or the funnel, so shlodik chavim, Rebbe matzeh b'nigav. Rebbe says enough to make a nigav. V'chom maimri oisrim. I bought not now, we're going to have Mishnah Shacharis, a gas made from cheres, even though you peel off the tar, still it's also. So how could Rebbe say here it's mutter? How could Rebbe matzeh b'nigav? Our Mishnah says clearly a kli cheres is also. Amarova sefer de masitz nosa l'rabbonin. I tell you the sefer of our Mishnah says like kli cheres is also. It only goes according to the rabbonin shita. Then according to Rebbe, Rebbe says even by kli cheres, it's enough just to make nigav. Since it's not cham, there's no heat here, it's only cold wine, it's enough just to wash it off and put ashes there. Darash Rava, Rava made a drush, you don't know, Navo Aascha. Rava made a drush, and when you want to make heksher, when you want to kasha the wine vat, he holds you have to pour boiling hot water there. Aascha means put boiling hot water. Rashi says, Navo Aascha, Hagat. Whenever you want a kasher, a wine vat, Rava was macher and said, Hesicha b'reishin, you have to throw there, scald it with boiling hot water. Yeah, that's the only way to macher it. Rava ki evi mishade gulfi laharfani. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. Okay, still on schedule. Yeah, we're holding Ayin Dalar on the base. And on 5 line down from the bottom. Last more we had yesterday was Dorash Rava, Rava Darshin, that Nova Arsucha. Rava held that you have to be machsher this gas, you have to do it with hot water. Novach Arsachor, Rashi says, means Hagas Harsichu B'Roisrin. Cook it up with hot water. Because he held, like we paskin, like the Mishnah says, since it was made from cheres, from an earthly kli, when you have some yai nesach there, it saps in, and therefore the only way to kasher it is either to pour hot, cook it up in hot water, or else to leave it 3 days soaking in water. Now Rashi says the girsa is nov arsacha means you cook up the water. Tosis, the famous machlekes Tosis says, Dorash Rova, Tosis Pirush Hagilu Hagisa Sagdelim, that you should make hagol means cook up this big vat. Now Rabbeinu Tam says, Mikano Rabbeinu Tam, the iru kikli rishin, when you pour off hot water from a pot, the water, the iru that comes off is also called like a kikli rishin. Because here it says you should kasha this big vat. Now what do you do with a big vat? You can't put it into another big kli. It must be that you're pouring the hot water into the vat. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's shita, the iror. When you pour off water from a kli rishon, if you cooked up the water in this pot, and now you pour the water onto another pot, it's all considered like a kli rishon. And you could kasha a kalim that way. That's Rabbeinu Tam's shita. And the Ri argues on Tosis and says, not like that, that iror, when you pour off the water, it's only considered like a kli sheni. That since the water, when it leaves the first kli, it gets a little bit cooled off already, it's only still like a kli sheni, and you cannot use it for hechsher kelim. Therefore, he'll learn like Rashi learns, nov arsacha means you cook up this pot itself. In other words, put hot water into the big vat, and then put a fire underneath the vat, and cook it up. That's the way you can make a hechsher. We know in Hilchos Shabbos, we're machma both ways. The machma not to pour something directly from the hot shinik onto something, because we machma to say ear of a kli rishon is considered like a kli rishon. It is mevashel. Now the Mora says ki have a mishader rova, ki have a mishader gufi leharfani. When Rava used to send the barrels, empty barrels, to this place Harfani, that's another city. Rashi says kadem reikim, empty barrels. So he's afraid that maybe the goyim will use the barrels in between. They'll store some yai nesach in these barrels. And he was selling it to a Jew. So he wanted to make sure that on the trip, the goyim did not decide to store their wine there. So therefore he made a simin b'tech simin. And that is, sochef lehu apumayu. He put these barrels upside down in a big bag. V'chosem lu abritzayu. And he put a seal on the top of the bag. Rashi says, Kaifoisam Shuleyim Lamala, that the bottoms were up, O Piyam Lamata, the mouth was on bottom. Mishum Chaisim Mutei Chaisim, he wanted to send these barrels with a seal in a seal, to make sure that the grain did not use it in between. And Rashi Bechosmaya Betzayim means Chaisim Al Piyasak Kalpi Shuleyim. On top of the sack that it went into, he'd put a sim in there also. So the Chiddush Gemara says, Ksava Rava holds, that kol davar shemachnis lekiyum, a barrel of wine is something that usually you store wine there for a while, not just for one day. Usually it's also lekiyum. It means at least for three, I think Allah has brought down at least for 3 days. That you used to keep it there at least for 3 days. So Rav holds on such things, such utensils, afilu lefi shor gozal b'rabbanan. The Rabbanan also made gzeira. In other words, here what he's doing is he's transporting these empty barrels from his factory we made them to the store that wants to sell them. So it's a few hours away. So what was he afraid? That maybe on the way the guy that's taking it will store his wine in it. Now how long would he leave the wine there? For an hour, for two, for a day at most. He's not going to store his wine there for 3 days. So really there shouldn't be any chash. Even if he puts it there for less than 3 days, the kad does not become asa. But he holds it to Xero, since kadim barrels is something usually used, Lekiyum, usually you store your wine there for 3 days or so. So therefore now, even if a guy would just put wine there for 5 minutes, it'd also be the same Zerub that if a Jew wants to use these kelim now, he has to make a Hechsher. So therefore, Rava was afraid about this, and therefore he put these barrels in a seal, Petoich seal. Now, B'ma Menachma, back to our first Mishnah. It says to the Mishnah, about a gash shalevin, if you have a stone vat of wine, and the guy poured some yai nesach there, so the first sheet there was, Menachma, it's enough just to like dry it out and put ashes. So Mor says, what exactly is this Menachma? So Rav Oma B'mayim, you have to clean it out with water. Rav Bar Bachon Oma B'efer, no, clean it out with ashes. Like put the burnt ashes there, and that like rubs out the yai nesach, and takes out a little bit of the tam. So how mean it was, each one saying differently, water or else this. So we ask the question, Rav Amar b'mayim b'mayim v'leibayfer, does it mean only water and not ashes? How could that be? Water itself is not enough. The Mishnah just should have said, hadichu then, washed it off. And even according to Rav Bar Bachana Amar, b'yefer, does it mean only with ashes? B'yefer v'leibayim, how do you clean it? Just I'm smearing ashes, you'll make a big mess. That's about all. You can't really clean it just with ashes alone. Of course you have to still rinse it out, wash it out. So what are they saying? Ella's like this. Ella Ravam.